This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming to you from Shikoku here in Japan. And today I want to talk about impromptu magic. Some thoughts on impromptu magic. There are many kinds of impromptu magic, tricks that you can do on the moment. But what I wanted to talk about is, what is impromptu magic? Now, this conversation, this topic is very common, and it comes up, and different magicians have different ideas. And my idea is this one, when I got to speak. Other people have the same idea, and what I feel strongly about, my own perception of what impromptu magic is. Now, for me, impromptu magic has two basic categories. The first category is probably what a lot of people think of when they think of impromptu magic. They think of a trick that you can do on the spot with almost no preparation. Somebody asks you to do a trick and you can do it. And of course, there are many magic tricks that are impromptu that work that way. And I like those as well. But I also think impromptu magic is also magic that you have prepared beforehand, but to the spectator appears to be impromptu. But you've actually prepared to perform it beforehand, and you've got set up so that you can do it on the spur of the moment if somebody asks you. But to the spectator, it appears to be something completely impromptu that you couldn't have prepared for, because suddenly they decided, oh, show me a trick, and you were able to do something that goes beyond what they think you could have done without any props. And so that is what I think of two different kinds of impromptu type. The kind that you can just take up any object and do magic on the spot without any preparation, using things that are in the room, on the table, in the car, wherever you are, on the airplane. You know, you get a conversation and someone says, show me a trick, and you pick something up and do a trick with it. And the other kind of impromptu magic is the kind that you prepare that looks like it happened on the spur of the moment. This kind of on-the-spur impromptu magic that looks like it just happened but was actually prepared beforehand is a lot of the kind of stuff that you see on street magic specials. It looks completely impromptu, but of course it's been carefully prepared beforehand. And these kinds of effects, I believe, can be very, very, very strong because it looks like there's no way you could have prepared for it. So, you know, there's a lot of effects. So you want to do research and get some, you know, get some effects in your repertoire of both kinds of impromptu magic. I try to. So some that I can just do without any preparation, and some that I have prepared beforehand that when the opportunity comes and someone mentions, can you show a trick? I can do something that seems to be completely impromptu, but goes beyond what I could have prepared for in the moment. Anyways, that's my thoughts of impromptu magic. If you have any other thoughts or opinions on this topic, please let me know. You can let me know here on the comments at Audioboo or through my website at aaronjones.com. If you're reading this in the blog, you can comment right below. If you are hearing this on Facebook, you can comment in the Facebook or on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Aaron Jones Magic. Facebook handle is also Aaron Jones Magic, or my website, aaronjones.com. So that's another audio boo for you today. So that's all for now. Until next time, have a good one. Bye-bye.